You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did you have a fun weekend? Anything good happen?
It was a great weekend. We were busy through the entire thing. Kids both had basketball games, so we did that. Boy, Reed's team got their butt kicked. There was one kid on the team, though, that looked like he drove himself there. So I don't know how this kid snuck onto the team. He was out, you know, in his car shaving before he came in. So I think that was part of the reason they lost.
You know, that happened with me when I was coaching youth football, is we would continually, there are little Lakewood Bear Creek team that I coached. We always make it to the Carnation Bowl every year and always went up against the Evergreen team. And I swear, same thing with those Evergreen. I know they
sneaking
there was some
on, huh?
There was some chicanery going on because we had 10-year-olds, and the guys on their team were all like 6'1", 210 pounds or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, and the parents were like, no, they're 10, I promise. And their hands are behind their back, you know?
Uh-huh.
I promise they're 10.
That's what these kids are, you know, 9, 10. And I felt bad for the kid on Reed's team having to block the giant. Because there was just, nobody was having it, okay? And in turn, the giant was blocking the kid on our team, and he just stood there with his hands in the air, and the kid couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
He's blocking every shot, blocking every pass.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny. So they got slaughtered. So we did that. Mom's birthday was this weekend, so we went over and saw Mom, had some delicious peach cobbler.
How is Danny?
Oh, my gosh. She's good. She's in good spirits.
Did she send her love to me? Or?
She's trying to, yeah. She's trying to get her COVID shot.
Is that a no?
You didn't come up. I'm sorry.
She did not say, send my love to Dom?
How's Dom? She likes you. Why are you? You got such a weird
Please.
You got a weird thing going.
Your mom can't stand me.
She
it's
loves
funny.
You.
Wait a minute. She didn't get her COVID shot yet?
No, she hasn't yet. She's not in the demo yet. She will be this Friday when they open it up to 60 and above, apparently.
Okay.
So she's trying to get in there and get poked.
Right on.
How about you? What'd you do?
We had a basic weekend. We did do a movie night on Saturday night, and you will give high marks to this one because...
Anchorman.
No.
Oh.
No, I have to be in the room while we're doing movie night. Anchorman, I would not be in the same zip code. I would pack a bag.
I gotta go.
Move to another county. So, no, you'll give high marks to this because Zoe had never seen the third Indiana Jones movie, Last Crusade.
We were just talking about that in the studio.
And I think that's why it came up. But believe it or not, it was Gretchen who recommended it. She goes, let's do that. And I was like,
has she seen the other two before that?
No, she's seen little bits. She's seen enough. Like, she's familiar with the scene of the big rock rolling after him.
Sure. The Last Crusade kind of stands on its own, really.
Yeah.
It stands alone.
And then, of course, we had the huge debate between me and Gretchen over whether one or three was the better film. She hates number one, which I can't understand.
Huh.
That, to me, number one is the best, then number three, and then
the
other two can just go right into the toilet.
Three's the best. Yes, they can.
So we did that. I sent out a social media post. When did I do it? Yesterday morning? And by last night, I took it down because... Oh. I like to do often face, just like you, you're the king of it, but I like to occasionally treat Facebook as Snarkbook. I always said I wanted to invent Snarkbook, and the only people who could be on there are people who laugh and have a sense of humor. Because I put something that I thought was funny. Look, and I'm not knocking anybody. People are different, and this is me not taking a shot at anybody. People are wonderful, they're kind, but the comments were all taking it from the humorous angle of it, and they were making it serious. Because I just posted this very funny book review that I saw. Somebody was reviewing a book, and what the book is isn't important. It was just the review, which was like a one-line thing, and I'm paraphrasing now because I've taken it down. I don't have it in front of me. Something along the lines of, I bought this book for a very intelligent teenager who does not send thank you notes. Which, you have to think about it for a minute. And you're
I'm
like,
thinking about it.
Okay. I bought this for a very intelligent teenager. Who does not send thank you notes. In other words, it was probably an aunt or a grandmother or something. And what she was doing was commenting that she bought this for a family member, a teenager.
And she'll never.
And they never thanked her.
Get it.
And it was just one line. And to me, it was funny.
So what were the comments?
So the comments all became lecturing people about teaching your children to do thank you notes. And I was like, we didn't want that to go down the let's all like... bash children or bash parenting today. And so, just enjoy the humor of it. And you don't even have to comment.
That I one love that you took it down.
I took it down because I got tired of all of the serious stuff that I hid a bunch. I bet I hid 10 comments that were doing tongue lashings to people. I was like,
my goodness.
Do that on your own social media page. Right. I'm just trying to have some fun here.
My gosh, man.
So there's two things. I should have invented Snarkbook. And then secondly, I wish that Facebook would allow a no comment choice. You can do it on group things and pages, I think. But on
so you
want to
post, but no comments
on some of them.
You're taking the social out of social media.
Well, you're entertaining. Like yours, sometimes are very funny, and often people
sometimes
don't even need to comment.
Right.
Unless you need that, you know, that jolt, that dopamine or whatever of seeing people like
it. Well, then real quick, let me give you this story this morning. They're equating people that post on social media to animals, basically. They say when we post on social media, we're addicted to the rewards. The reward is getting a lot of likes, a lot of comments, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So like a dog will keep doing tricks for the cookie, for the treat. So they actually monitored how frequently people posted on social media. And when something got a lot of likes, you saw these people posting more because you like you're getting the pat on your head. You're doing good. These are good posts. These are really good posts.
Yep.
So it feels good, basically. And we're all dogs. We're all just sitting there looking
so
at our butts.
So true, man. It's so true.
I just love that you got all, I'm taking this down.
I wasn't upset. I just was like, I just shrugged is what it was. Yeah. I was like, I don't want my posts to be like community.
Lecturing.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a town hall meeting about how kids are terrible and because I don't think kids are terrible.
Yeah.
But some people are taking it as these kids these days. I was like, I don't want that living on my real estate.
We've got
so that's
some,
why I took it down. I wasn't upset.
Kids.
I just was like, nah, not what it was about.
We have kids that we used to send gifts to. No thank you cards. They don't get gifts anymore.
Were you one of those people commenting on my
page? It wasn't me.